and I'm sorry I keep saying this over and over, but God keeps, the way he deals with me is through, you know, pictures and illustrations, and you know, and he'll give me, you know, props and all kind of things. And that's how he deals with me. And the reason he deals with me like that, one, because I'm a little slow, but two, it helps me. It helps me believe in God. You know, and so when he shows me an illustration or gives me a prop or gives me something, it helps me believe. Because I don't know about you, even though we live in this world, it's hard for me to still just trust a God you can't see. I can't see him. I can't feel him. I can't touch him. I can't. You know, and when he talks to me and he uses, he'll say, man, this is an illustration, or here's a picture, or here's a sign. That helps me. And then I can grab onto it and I can say, okay. And I can believe and I can hold on to God a little bit more. You know, and I can just, okay, I'm going to follow you, God. You know, I can't see you, and I can't feel you, and I can't touch you, and I really can't hear you, so to speak. But you gave me a sign, you showed me something, and so I kind of, and that's why I keep doing that. And so, and it works for me, and it helps me, okay? And so, forgive me if I keep using those kind of things, but that's what makes me flow, okay? And so, that's just where I'm at. I just want to tell you. And so, This week, God was just kind of messing me with a couple of things. And first thing, he let me see something. He said, this is what I wanted you to see. And I got this. This is D'Elia's. It ain't mine. It looked good. It's D'Elia's. It's her medal. When she was big in soccer, she was All-American and All-ACC champion and stuff, and you know, and they gave them a reward. And this is one of them. She had the whole lot of them, but this is one of her rewards. And I saw a reward. I saw us getting a reward. In Luke 6, if you read Luke 6, it talks about when you give. Given it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running. And you're going to be blessed for your giving. And God says there's a reward. There's a reward that is given to you. I know there was some, I was talking with one of these other coaches one day, and we started getting in and talking about kids. And some of these kids have become, I don't know what you say, they think they're supposed to get something without earning it. Because, and we have messed it up, for example, like in kids' sports, everybody gets a trophy. Did you play? Okay, did you do good? Not really. But we'll give you a trophy. And so everybody gets a trophy. And so after a while, you kind of got that mentality. Did you do your homework? No. But I'll give you a good grade anyway. And so you become entitled, and kids think, yeah, I just gonna get it anyway. And so if they don't get it, even though they didn't do nothing, they feel entitled. Ooh, are you supposed to give me this and that? And so we were talking about it. And we were like, hey, that's not the way it's supposed to be. In heaven, love you, Donna. Love you, girls. In heaven, Bible says you're going to be rewarded for what you do down here. You're going to be rewarded. He's going to give you a reward. I don't know if it's going to be a medal. I don't know if it's going to be a prize, like $100 million. I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's going to be a possession. You know, you're going to get some, you know, 10 cars. You know, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to get a position. You know, you're going to be some big time in heaven. You know, big CEO. I don't know what you're going to get. I know you're going to get a reward for what you do down here. Now, God loves us. And I saw this. God loves all his children. So when we all say all of us go to heaven, God's going to love every last one of us. God's going to love you and you and you and you. God loves all of us. And he's not going to change on that. He's going to give us, he's going to give all of us gifts, and he's going to bless all of us. He's going to be fair. But he's only going to reward those who did stuff for him down here. You ain't going to be able to do it up there because you ain't got to give up there. Everything's given. Everything's taken up. It's what you do down here. And he ain't going to say, you know what? I'm just going to give everybody a trophy. If you didn't do nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. It ain't that he don't love you. But if you didn't do nothing, you ain't going to get nothing. But if you do something, you're going to get something. He's going to reward you. Does that make sense? And that's just, I mean, that's like fair. You know, if you didn't do nothing, you don't get nothing. But if you did something, I still love you if you didn't do anything. Everything's great. You're in heaven. Everything's good. But you ain't got to do nothing up there. But down here, there's stuff you can do. And I'm going to gift you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you a reward. Down here. And so one of the rewards I, you know, again, this picture I saw is God's going to give you a reward for your giving. It talks about giving. Read Luke 6. But it talks about giving. God's going to give you a reward for your giving. Give what? I like to use this to keep it simple. Work, wisdom, wealth. Work, time. You're going to do something for somebody. Wisdom. You know something. You can do something. You can help somebody. You know how to do it. Well, you can help somebody out. If you give, you'll be rewarded. God says, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give it back. I'm going to reward you. Now, I'm not going to reward if you ain't did nothing. But if you did something, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to let everybody know. Everybody going to know. I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to give it back. I'm going to give it back to you. And you get that reward for what you do down here. Now, I don't know. I don't know what kind of reward he's going to give you. But me, I get to see you. God say, Van, come up here. Me, who, me, God? Okay. He said, Van, put this right here. Hey, y'all. You know, and he going to do it because I gave. And I earned it. He gave me an opportunity to earn it. And he's going to do it. I can't think of God doing things small and things little. I just think it's going to be big time. All of heaven going to see it. God's going to be like, yes! You know, and everybody's going to, whoo! I mean, angels going to be, whoo! You know what I mean? And the Bible talks about up there, there's thousands on thousands on thousands on thousands that will be there and everybody will see. And you get it. God's thing. Thank you. And I'm just like, phew. God's going to give it back. Whatever you give down here, God's going to give it back. And I just saw that, and I just saw that picture, and I saw the reward. God's going to give it back. God's going to give it back. You giving time. You didn't have to give time. Don't have to. You could just go. They could be a DSS. They could be anywhere else. You don't have to. I know God's going to give you back. Everybody going to see. He's going to pay you back for this. He'll give it back. If you giving the people, he's writing down everything. His angels got everything on chart. Ain't nothing missed. Everything you did, every good you did, every gift you gave, God's going to give it back to you. God don't miss nothing. There's a reward for us. Here's what God wanted. I saw y'all getting a reward. Everybody. I saw you getting a reward. I saw his people getting rewarded. That's what I saw. I don't know about you. I want mine. I don't know what it is. I mean, I guess you can't spend a whole lot of money in heaven. I don't know what it is. I just don't know, but I want it. I don't know about you, but I want mine. That's one. I saw a reward. I heard this. This is what I heard. And then I saw something. I heard him say, love is not envious. 1 Corinthians 13. Love is not envious. And I saw Christians with envy. And I heard him say, go throw it out. Go throw your trash. I got it. This is trash. Is envy in here? And God said, throw it away. Throw away your envy. Do y'all know what envy is? Well, let me do it just real quick in case you don't. Envy is, give you an illustration. Calhoun got a new truck. How you get a new truck? And I ain't got a new truck. I'm smarter than him. I'm faster than him. How he get a new truck? Why did he get a new truck? He's from Georgia. I'm from South Carolina. Well, I'm not from South Carolina, but I'm higher than that. I'm Virginia. I should have envy. You're so concerned about what somebody else got. You're so concerned about what somebody else has. You don't even look at what you got. You're so concerned about what somebody else has, you don't even look at and listen to what God has for you coming. You're so caught up in what other people you're looking at. Oh, they got this, they got that, they're going here, they're doing this. And you're so caught up into somebody else's stuff, you miss. You're looking at them and you're not looking at him. And I saw a lot of Christians, they were looking at it. It was like that, oh, look what he got. Oh, look where he lived. Oh, look how much, look at his job. Look at his stuff. And they were looking at everything and God said, why won't they look at me? If they'll look at me, they'll praise me for what they got. If they'll keep looking at me, they'll be rewarded. I'll give them their stuff. If they keep looking at everybody else, they're going to miss the stuff that I got for them. And so I saw Christians, and they got rid of their envy. I'm one of them. I don't know about you. My envy is gone. If you get something, I'm happy for you. You ever meet people who, if you can tell them what you got and they're happy for you? There's not many out there. Most people you tell what you got, well, you got it. I'm happy for you. I done threw away my envy. If you get something, yay! I'm happy for you. I'm not going. I saw the medal. I heard him say, get rid of the envy. The last thing, I felt him. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's impossible to please God. Feeling, please. He feels you. If you have faith, he feels you. He can feel you. And I could feel. Let me. My daughter, not too long ago, she just texted me, sent me a text, simple text. Daddy, I love you. Nothing more than that. I didn't prod her, I didn't give her anything, I didn't do anything. Please. Please. My son came last week, took us out. Took me and mama out. Took us out to dinner. Me, obviously. Took us out. Paid for the whole thing, even the tip. Please. Felt good. Yesterday, I don't know what I did. Jackie just came and said, oh, babe, I love you. And I didn't give her nothing. I didn't fix nothing. I didn't do anything. I mean, I know I'm probably going to have to, but you're pleased. You ever, somebody ever did something and it just pleased you? I mean, you just, it's all right. The Father can feel you when you please Him. And what pleases Him is faith. When you just trust Him. When you say, okay, God, fruits of the Spirit work by faith. Fruits of the Spirit work by faith. Love. Father, I'm in a tough place and, you know, it's hard to love so-and-so and it's hard to treat that person right, but by faith, I'm a love. You're pleasing God. He can feel that. It pleases Him. Joy. The opposite of faith is fear. If you're afraid, you won't love. You know, I'm not gonna try to love them because they're gonna hurt me and they're gonna do this and say this. So that doesn't please God. He doesn't feel good with that. By faith, joy. There's a lot of stuff out there that can make you sad and you can get bent out of shape and so on and so forth. But by faith, God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to smile even in the midst of the mess. By faith. It pleases God. And I can see the Father. He was pleased. I don't know how you are. I don't know who's important to you. God's very important to me. And I want Him to be pleased with me. Love, joy, peace. You have to walk in peace by faith. There's a lot of stuff out there. A lot of meanness, a lot of negativity. And you have to walk it by faith. And it pleases God. And so I could feel Him. And it's like I saw y'all and I said, okay, He's pleased. Does that make a little bit of sense? Those are things I just saw. And for me, it helps me, you know, when I'm, that's why these props and these little thoughts and little illustrations, it helps me to say, okay, God, I'm going to hold on to you. I'm going to give. I want to be rewarded. I'm going to let go any envy. I'm just going to look at you. I ain't going to look at nobody else. Father, I just want to please you. I want you to smile. I just want you to be happy with me. That's all I want. If I get that, I'm good to go. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for loving us so much, Father. I thank you that you're going to give back to us, Father. If we do our work down here, you'll give it back. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed today. Be blessed.